In this video, I want to explain about the two types of registration of property ownership in Ireland. A lot of people outside the legal profession wouldn't be aware of this, but there's actually two systems of registration of property in Ireland. We have the Registry of Deeds and we have the Land Registry. And Registry of Deeds doesn't deal with the registration of title. It deals with the registration of documents. So it's a registry of deeds of conveyance, deeds of assignment, deeds of mortgage, deeds of discharge, and so on. But it doesn't actually register title as such, it registers documents. Whereas the Land Registry registers title, and it's administered and controlled by the Property Registration Authority. And the title there is guaranteed by the state. Now, generally, over the last 40, 50 years, all Registry of Deeds titles have been transferred over, or are being transferred over, in the process of being transferred over, to Land Registry properties. So the Land Registry property then is going to have a folio, and you're going to have a description of the property, you're going to have a map or a filed plan, you're going to give the registered owner's name and the any burdens that might be registered on the property, for example a charge or a judgment mortgage or perhaps a right of way or a right to reside in a property for life or whatever. But that's the folio from the Property Registration Authority, who look after Land Registry. You will not get that with the Registry of Deeds. Now, there is some Registry of Deeds titles, I believe, still knocking around the place. Most of them, however, would be in the likes of Dublin City, and they would be old deeds of conveyance or whatever. But everything, I believe, now is compulsorily registrable. In other words, once a property is transferred, if it's a Registry of Deeds property, then the purchaser has an obligation to register that property with the Land Registry as a Land Registry property. And that means that all properties in the country then, over a period of time, will become Land Registry properties and will have a folio and file plan and so on. Registry of Deeds properties tend to be in urban areas, but I have come across some Registry of Deeds properties in, for example, the last 12 months in Meath here, in Longwood, for example, where I've come across a couple of Registry of Deeds properties. I've come across one in Edenderry in County Offaly, and generally though you'd encounter them in cities and in the likes of Dublin. As I say, it is, for example, in regarding the property in Edenderry, if it's a Registry of Deeds property and I buy it then or act on behalf of a purchaser, then it's our obligation to register that property with the Land Registry, which is controlled, as I say, by the Property Registration Authority. And we submit the documents, we submit a particular form for a first registration, whether it's a freehold or a leasehold property, and we submit a Property Registration Authority approved file plan or map, which is sufficient for the Property Registration Authority to allow the opening of a new folio and the registration of that property then with the Land Registry. Once it's registered with the Land Registry, that title is guaranteed by the state. So that is not the situation with the Registry of Deeds. The Registry of Deeds is an older system and is simply a register of the various deeds affecting a particular property, and it wouldn't be as definitive or as conclusive as the Land Registry controlled by the Property Registration Authority. As I say, most Registry of Deeds properties will be encountered in cities, and most of them will be in Dublin, but I have come across some in the last 12 months, for example, here in Meath and in Offaly. So that's something that your solicitor will be aware of. It's no harm for you to be aware of it either, because to be honest with you, if it's not a Land Registry property, if there isn't a folio, there is a bit of extra work involved for the solicitor, because he or she will have to do the first registration. So that's something to bear in mind. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, you might give it the thumbs up down below, and you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. On my YouTube channel, I attempt to explain in plain language various aspects of Irish law and Irish business.